Shabbos Perek Vav Mishnah Vav 6-6. The Mishnah continues to discuss things that women may wear on Shabbos because it's considered wearing, and these are normal things for women to wear, even if they're tachshitin. Yotza b'sela sh'al hatzinis. She can go out with a coin. Sela is a kind of coin, a large coin. Al hatzinis, some kind of wound or maybe a banyan on her foot. The Gemara seems to suggest that it's the fact that this is a stamped coin, and the shape of the coin serves to help alleviate the wound. So perhaps like a bunion that's being abraded. I'm not exactly sure. Habanos katanos yotzos bechutin. Little girls who have their ears pierced, so they don't wear actual earrings because they'll get lost, but they did, after they pierced the ears, they put something inside the ear ring hole to make sure it doesn't close. So little girls can go out with something that's chutin. Chutin are little like strings that are in the ear to keep it open. Vafilu bekisamin shebaznehen, and they can even go out with a kisim as like a, think of like a toothpick, like a little small twiggy thing that's going in her ear. Again, these things aren't making her look beautiful, they're not adornments, but it's normal for girls to wear them. They're serving the person. It's considered to be the way in which one wears these things, normal, and therefore, it's a takshit, and the little girls can go out as such. There's no concern since these strings and twigs and whatever, they're toothpicks, are valueless. If they would happen to fall out the girl's ear, they're going to pick them up. They're not going to. Arvios yotzos reulos. Women from Arabia can go out with a veil on themselves, rulos, like wrapped up in a veil. There's no reason to be afraid that the she'll take off the veil and carry it in public. Umadios, women from Medea, like modern-day Iran. Prufos can go out with their kind of capes or shawls fastened. Now, the word prufa here, the point is that the way they would fasten this cloak would be kind of like a button, but the thing is, instead of using a button that's attached permanently to the garment, it essentially take, let's say, like a little nut or something, and insert the nut underneath the garment, which makes sort of like a little knob, and then the other side of the garment would have like a little loop, so you could hook the loop over what the makeshift knob, which is there because there's a nut stuffed inside the cloak, and it'll stay fastened. So it's like a makeshift button. That technique is just fine. The point of the Mishnah is that you might have thought that if you wear a cloak like that, you're sort of transporting a knot and not wearing the knot. But the point of the Mishnah is it's not a problem. You could walk around with your shawl or cloak fastened as such, and that's normal. And the truth is, says the Mishnah, v'chol adam, that applies to any person, not just Arabian women with the veils and Persian women with the medayos women, Median women, Persian women with the fastened cape. Ela shedibru chacham behove. When the rabbi said Arabian and Median women, they meant because that's the fashions in those places. But it's nothing special. If a woman in Eretz Yisrael wants to wear a veil or go around Porefet with her shawl fastened with the knot, etc., that would be totally permitted. That's the normal way to wear things, and therefore it's acceptable and considered wearing, not carrying.